trailer around a Riverside Road. Grandma's on the porch playing Skinner on a banjo. Baby doll heads decorated along, you know. There's a 68 Chevy resting out in the barn. Oh, and a cucumber salad kind of turns me on, it's true. I was a bad boyfriend, now I just can't pretend. I was a bad boyfriend.
And that's a local band right there. It's called Riverside Road. Dave Coons and the Coyotes. And guess what? They're here.
They're here.
In the studio.
I love it. Y'all saw, I mean, just the first time I ever saw your song, and you see, you pull me in right away.
That's right.
That was
that's
good.
Right.
It is 7:09 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, getting the work week started off on the right beat, so to speak.
Nice.
30 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download that free WRHI app, take us anywhere, or join us live on Facebook. See for yourself.
Dave Coons and the Coyotes, at least two of the four guys are joining us this morning. We've got Dave Coons and we've got Vance Tinsley. And good morning to you both, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we got a coon and a coyote?
That's it.
There you go.
That's it. They're going to be in, they'll be on stage at Amos's South End on February the 4th. Doors open at 7:30. We'll give you more information in a minute, but we want to learn more about you guys. So Dave, we'll start with you since you're the title. You get
that's
the headliner.
That's my name.
So David Coons with a K, Coyotes with a K, and that's why you went Coyotes with a K?
That's a lot to do. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of it. Yes. That's
I like it.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the band, a little bit about your style of music, what you want folks to know about you.
We were just talking about this before we went on the air. I think that we found our own place and we've got a lot of different influences. So I would call it rockabilly blues country.
Yeah. And I the way you described it on your Facebook page is Tom Petty or John Mellencamp hanging with Johnny Cash.
That's about right.
And I think, yeah, you nailed it.
I'll take that.
So have all four, so there are four guys in the band.
Uh-huh.
Have all four of you known each other this whole time, or you and Vance seem to have known each other longer?
Vance and I go way back.
Okay.
He joined in with this group. We're in other bands. He joined in with the Coyotes, about 3 years ago now. It's been some time. And the band started in 13. The other two members have been with me since around 2014.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you all do more than just one thing on stage, right? I mean, you're more than just one talent on stage.
Oh, absolutely.
You do it all.
Absolutely.
So all of your music's written by you four, or do you have a songwriter?
Primarily Vance and I.
Okay.
I had a lot of it through the years with Vance only just coming in, you know, coming back into this group. And we had a couple of the songs that we worked on back in the day, you know, that we put together.
I know Lucas is always very fascinated with how it all comes together. So when you write a song, mm-hmm. of course, we go back and forth. Women, I don't know, not all women, but it seems like from our perspective that women really lean into the lyrics. And it seems like from my perspective that the guys, they don't always pay attention to the lyrics as much. They just want a good beat. So when you guys come together, what's first? Is it the lyrics or do you find the beat and the lyrics sort of find the beat too?
It's a song? It's a combination of both.
Deep.
Typically,
really deep.
Yeah, typically when
chicken and the egg.
When I write, it's typically I usually have a message I'm trying to get across. The hard part is finding the music to fit it.
Right, right.
Once we've got the message to where it makes sense, then you basically find the music to fit it. A lot of times what will happen is I'll start developing a piece of music, get it so far, and then I'll throw it at Dave.
Oh,
Dave
yeah.
will take it, mold it, mm-hmm. and do what he does, and vice versa. So that's kind of we collaborate an awful lot on our material.
That's really cool. And I love the fact that it's fluid, you know. But I think it would be difficult because if I were trying to find that beat, I would probably start going down a familiar beat. And then I have to back up and say, wait. That's already been that song's been done.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
We do that a lot on this show when we sing a song and then all of a sudden we morph into another song and we're like, well, where did we go wrong in that part? But that's why we're not the musical artists and you guys are. Dave Koons and the Coyotes, that's who we're speaking with this Monday morning here on Palmetto Mornings. They're going to be in concert at Amos's South End on February the 4th.
Whoop.
How do you describe your concerts? What do you want folks to know?
Out of control.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Out of control.
How about your fans? How would you describe them?
Our fans are out of control. I'm going to tell you, we are the best live performers in America right now.
Wow. Yeah, I love that.
Like a lot of fun
on
stage. You don't.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't really drive home.
Put us up to anybody.
A message. Like
absolutely.
You just like to have good time on
absolutely.
Stage.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of experience. We've played a couple of shows in our day and all over the place.
You're
and,
loving it.
Yeah.
Is it true you wear heels?
Do wear heels.
Are they slip-ons or straps?
No, straps, actually.
Okay,
I have a little crew that helps strap
okay, good. Because you're tall
female
already.
Crew, right?
Yeah.
My fan base runs all the way from teenagers all the way to retirees.
That's yeah, we don't discriminate.
It truly is music for everybody.
Absolutely. So.
And when you're not busy doing music, tell folks, our listeners, what is your day profession?
I'm a data management guy for a company out of Charlotte. That's where I do my day job.
Yep.
It helps fund my music. It's an addiction, but, you know, I'm trying to get over it.
And Dave?
I'm a mortgage broker. We'll call that a career of evil.
Dude.
Boy, it's a yin to the yang.
I love it. It's like Superman.
Your jobs, you're one personality.
Yeah, we're nothing alike.
And then the other, it's a totally different personality.
Totally different.
But I think that's what really lends the authenticity. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're doing it because you love it and you're not controlled by, you know.
Yeah, we're not controlled.
You know, you're doing your thing.
I've had a record deal before. I've done it.
Yeah.
And really, record business, music business, you guys probably know better than anything. It's just not what it was.
Oh.
It's better be in complete control.
Is that where they say
we do whatever we want to do.
Artists are manufactured? They're basically, here's the song you're going to sing, here's the look you're going to have, and they just produce these artists because they know what's going to sell on certain stations and who's going to win the awards
yeah.
and who's going to be. And so that's what they talked about, the manufactured artists
yep.
versus you all who, you know, if it happens,
solid
it happens.
We do what we do.
Yeah, you're just having fun.
That's right.
On stage.
Yeah, I would like to say that in this band with the four guys, there is a wealth of experience. All our rhythm section, our drummer, our bass player are both extremely experienced. They're very, very good musicians. So,
with the ability to post and manage your own music career with the internet.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, now that it's digital platform, anybody can go and buy your music, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So right. help walk us through that process if we're kind of new to the digital technology.
That's a good question. Coyotesmusic.com, the website, you can go directly to that. You can go to Amazon, just do a search for it. You can just Google Dave Koons and the Coyotes, and it'll pop up everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, how many albums?
Walk us through.
How many albums have you – do you release albums now or single? Okay.
I call – they're albums.
Okay.
That's what they are.
Okay.
You know, technically, so I call them albums. I'm old school. They're albums. You know, we say CDs, but now CDs are old.
Oh, yeah. You know? People resonate well with albums.
We just finished a collection of downloads. It's not that exciting.
You got a good point, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I got this great download. There's three full-length albums.
Okay.
Yeah. Three full – that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and how – is there ever any frustrations or strife between you four guys?
No, never. No,
really?
No.
Well, that's great.
No.
I was curious about that.
It truly is like a family.
And so that rock and roll lifestyle, I mean, is it legend? Is it a myth or is it facts?
I'll say it's overall a myth, and I've been around the big names.
Okay.
I've done it. I'm not going to go into.
Right.
I've been around it all.
You can have the love of your music. You can continue to grow as an artist. Have your day job.
Yeah.
And enjoy the fans.
Yeah, I mean, even back in the day, it had its moments. You know, when things were all party and all that stuff, it had its moments. But you know, I went backstage with one
as
of the top
do.
Name bands, and they're back there playing chess with their teenage kids.
it's
just not
kind
as crazy
a different
as
picture.
You think it is.
Oh my goodness!
Mortgage broker. Conventions are wilder than Oh, my God. I got stories.
Dave, I love it. Dave has performed stand-up comedy before, so you really are going to get a show when you go and check out Dave Koons and the Coyotes. Amos's South End. It is going to be on Friday, February the 4th, right? Tickets, or you can get tickets now. Doors open at 7:30. And check them out.
That's like this Friday.
And you can get tickets on our webpage or on AmosSouthEnd.com.
All right. Cool. So check them out. And then the website again, CoyotesMusic.com. Coyotes is spelled with a K.
Right on.
Dave and Vance, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Great
to see y'all this morning. Monday. Likewise.
And I like the music.
Yeah.
Oh, 7, 8, 9.
So download
it. Yeah. Go download it.
Okay.